flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do this.
Let's go.
Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock, pick your day. We are keeping that party rocking. Bottle Rock, Napa Valley, presented by Jam Cellars for the first taste of summer. All this week, we have your one day pick your day tickets. 9.05, about an hour from now, we'll have your first chance at this. Then again at noon 05. And Jane's got you at 5:05. We'll give you a keyword. You text it to our contest line, and you'll be entered to win a pair of one-day pick-your-day tickets to Bottle Rock, May 23rd through the 25th in Napa Valley. Very exciting. It's a big deal. You should go to BottleRockNapaValley.com, and you can see the lineups. You know ahead of time what day you want to win. It's very exciting. My sister Tina is here visiting. It's a lovely Friday surprise.
Woohoo!
Very happy to look over there and see your face, Teener. But if, so if you hear her talking, you know, that's who it is. My little sister. My baby sister.
415 says, I love how the question was, who was worse with the fart jokes? And Tina responds, oh, mine were way smellier. LOL.
Yeah.
No, to correct that, mine were not smellier. I was just accused of being the smelly one. I'm pretty sure that was false.
So are you saying Sarah was the smelly one?
No, it was John. It was our brother. Our brother could clear a room. And my dad.
Are we just keeping it to kids? Yeah, I was going to say my dad was horrific.
But while we're on the subject, 510 says, Vinny, have you played Guess My Fart with your girls? No. You know what?
What's Guess My Fart?
The whole thing that was funny about the interaction while we were walking the dog was the lady walked up. And I don't. She was giggling as she walked up because she could hear me fighting with my daughters. Like, please, we're in public. Stop with the farts. And that's why the lady was walking up giggling because I'm sitting there going, I'm pushing back. You guys, we're out amongst the people right now. Can we not?
Yeah. Well, whatever makes you uncomfortable is what they're going for.
They loved it.
Yeah.
And the lady was giggling.
You should tell them how uncomfortable you are when they talk about their favorite flavors of ice cream. Oh, please stop with that. Very uncomfortable.
Anyway. Enough with the farts. Let's get to some stuff that
I agree.
Ladies love.
Oh, right. Oh, the Super Bowl. Ladies love the Super Bowl. So guess what Fox is charging for ads this year for the 30-second Super Bowl ad?
$1 million.
Hmm. Well, it isn't 1970 anymore, so no.
$30 million.
Now, do you want to make a guess?
No, I have no guess.
You don't even want to make a guess? It's somewhere between 1 and 30 million.
So, 17 million.
$7 million bucks for a 30-second. So, you know, it's crazy. I guess maybe because I see the price every year as these stories start to roll in about the Super Bowl commercials. Like, that's why everyone watches the show. Who cares who's in the game? It's the Super Bowl ads.
The ads are good.
They are. They're fine. They're all ruined by the time you get there.
That's
true. You've seen them. Here's our Super Bowl ad. And then you can watch the extended version on our .com, Rama Ding Dong. So, I thought last year it was $7 million. It was $5 million. Like, that's quite a bump. Fox is charging about $7 million, some more, for a 30-second Super Bowl ad. And as usual, companies are trying to just blow all their money on their ad. And we're not only paying $7 million just for the slot, we're going to get celebrities in there and do a high end. This is a $30 million project right here.
I would like to announce to the companies of the world, yeah, that we would love to sell you advertising here on Alice for way less than
way
that.
Way less, yeah.
Way less.
Yep. Very effective advertising.
Not 100% discount, but, you know, like quite a bit less than $7 million for 30 seconds.
Right.
Happy to help.
We'll sell you 7 million 30-second commercials for $7 million. Wait, that math doesn't work either. We'll tell you seven 30-second commercials.
Don't quote anything. Just tell people to call the station.
Call the station and they'll work with you.
No.
They'll work with your budget.
Email SF. Hold on. I definitely have the email address for sales.
Oh, please find it.
I will. I'll find it. Here it is. AdvertiseSF@odyssey.com.
That's way less than $7 million for 30 seconds. Right. Way less.
In fact, so many 30-second people will be like, I know that ad. I love that ad. I can't wait to hear that ad again.
Well, if you think about it, you're giving all these, we are, and so is probably a lot of radio stations, are giving all these Super Bowl ads free ads because we're talking about.
Yep.
So like, the money stretches.
Yeah. It's all good. Here are some of the previews of what we're going to see.
Okay.
I'm actually surprised at myself for not somehow getting a pair of these Ray-Ban glasses.
The Meta glasses.
These are the new Meta glasses. It's a Meta Ray-Ban combo glass. It's not Google Glass, but it is a wearable that you can take photos and video, you can listen to music, you can take calls, all with a pair of sunglasses.
We need those for the show. Like, you know, I can produce better if I had those, probably.
Maybe. I mean, it's worth a try. But I went and looked it up, and they're unbelievably available.
I tried.
Like, they're there. And now that I one time Googled them, now they pop up as every ad on every single thing I do online. There's the Ray-Bans with the Meta attached, you know.
They're like, not that expensive.
Comparatively, they're not. I think they're between $300 and $400, is expensive, but it also, for this new tech, it's not, you know, the watch is more expensive than that.
Well, you mean the Apple Watch?
Like an Apple Watch.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
Right. No, all these wearables.
I can't remember the Facebook video screen that came out. What was that? Because we had
the flat, the touch thing that they had.
It was you could make calls on it. They were advertising it. We had one in the house because someone gave it to us and we were using it. It was useful. And then it broke and then it's never been replaced. And I don't even know if they still make it, but these might be good. Yeah. The Meta Glass. It could be cool. I won't get it, but I've already got all my technology in my watch. Bless you. I like the watch. That's what I'm into.
Yeah. It's but if you like these wearables, like to me, I thought that these glasses, so a few years ago, they had glasses that were glasses, but they had the little red light on them. And so people were like, are you taking video? And they're like, people are getting beat up in bars because they were like, well, I just have these glasses on. What does that mean? So I don't know if these have a little light on them because that would be pretty invasive if you're walking around taking video of stuff.
Well, and you go to, I can see where someone would say, I'm drinking my dinner and I don't want to be on a video. Or I'm here with someone, not my wife. Please put that away.
Yeah.
I can see that.
I'm here at this dive bar to not be on your website.
So I can see how that would bother people.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. But that's where we're headed. I mean, right now you could walk around with your phone and just be taking video of people all day long.
Well, when you hear about, and I realize it was a major crime that was committed, but in situations where a crime has been committed and then they can comb through a city's videos.
Yep.
They're everywhere.
Follow them through.
They follow them on their way back to wherever it is their hideout is, and they end up caught because
the new saying is: if you are anywhere not directly inside your house, you should assume you're on video.
Right,
that there is just video everywhere. There's a house getting built next to us, and shame. And they've got. I did not know this until later. But we would stand out, you know, everyone would go home, the workers would come home, me and John would go out front and be,
You mean Dick and Chumley?
No. There's a house being built next door to us.
Right. They didn't hire the crew that lives next door?
No, they had their own crew.
What?
And their own people working. There's an architect, there's a designer, there's all these people and a crew that's in there every day. And so where I live, it's just every day it's a fight to find a place to park amongst all the construction vehicles, et cetera.
So you've been doing construction on that. You're practically Sarah Winchester.
Yes.
At your house.
Right.
And now you're getting a dose. That is hysterical.
Oh my God. It's been, it's crazy. So they built this house.
Sarah Winchester reference.
Well, it is. She is. Yeah, that's her name.
That's good.
Right. I'm obviously reincarnated her. On a smaller budget, though, unfortunately. So this house is getting built. And at night, John and I would walk out there, you know, said there'd be other people on the cul-de-sac and we'd be looking at it and be like, oh, that, who would do that? Why would they, you know, whatever.
Oh.
Like, we've made fun of some of the stuff that they did to this house. In fact, when they ripped down the thing that we were yelling about, we realized as we looked, there's a camera with audio at the front of the house. So all these 10 days that we've been grousing about this house, and then they, I don't know if it's because we're out there saying the tile you picked for the front of your house is terrible, but then they tore it down and did something else. I'm like, oh my God.
The neighborhood does not like.
Yeah.
We should rethink that. Okay.
Right.
Well, that's good.
It's just funny, but there it is. Always assume you're on video. I didn't know they had a little, it's like, it's mounted up really high on like their sort of fake utility pole that they've got in there because, it's a brand new house. So it's all, I just thought, oh no, what else have I have said some terrible things about this house. I'm sure the people who are going to move in are very nice. Fingers crossed. Hard thing with neighbors. Anyway, back to the glasses.
Yeah.
Which were where we started 10 minutes ago. Looks like Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt are going to be in an ad promoting Meta's Ray-Ban glasses. This is a Super Bowl commercial that's been paid $7 million, and then they get two of Hollywood's four Chrises. Chris Evans, Chris Pine, out. There's probably other Chrises, but those are like the core four. So these Ray-Ban glasses allow you to take photos and video, listen to music, take calls. There, we did put some of these up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
I put everything up on the, every ad.
These ads and all the teaser stuff that we have, you can go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page and check that out. Doja Cat, she's trying to photobomb her way into this year's Taco Bell ads, despite they apparently have some no celebrity rule. It's posted. Enjoy that. Post Malone and comedian Shane Gillis want to make, come on, the new What's Up.
I have audio for
that. Okay, let's hear this one.
Is this it?
Hello? Come on.
Let us in.
Let us in.
We're here.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Hey. Hit the door. Oh.
Your cell phone's going up.
This is the actual ad.
Oh, they're out back.
Apparently.
They're out back? Yeah, they're out back. All right.
That's it.
Okay,
that's all that they posted
so far. You know what? Okay, come on.
I mean,
come on, come up with a better thing. You're Bud Light. You have a budget.
Come on, come on.
Hit the door.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. Something else. That's a Bud Light ad. Enjoy. Stella Artois is building up to a reveal of David Beckham's long lost twin brother. His parents named him Other David. I do enjoy the Beckhams. They've done some really funny ads for various things, and this is a Stella Artois ad. They did the if you remember one thing, you forget something else ad last year.
Stella did?
No. The Beckhams.
Oh, the Beckhams did, okay.
Yeah. I can't remember. See, now I've forgotten. It was like if you remember to Uber, you'd forget to do something else. I can't remember.
Oh, is that the one when Jelly Roll's like,
yes.
What happened to my face?
Yeah. Are these tattoos? And they're horrible.
Yeah, I think that's Uber Eats.
Uber Eats. It was Uber Eats.
It was Uber Eats. Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, give me 50 bucks.
And then Jennifer Aniston did. I'm not giving you any money, but I'd like that you're back down to 50 bucks. That's good. It's a good readjustment. Drew Barrymore serenades Orlando Bloom poorly in something for MSC Cruises. We did post. All those are posted. There's just a few. I'm sure in the next 2 weeks, you'll be inundated with that. I thought this was really funny. You were talking about how there was snow at the games last week. the Philadelphia Eagles are selling snow from last week's playoff game. Somebody went down and scooped and saved all the snow, allegedly. It's either the most awesome piece of NFL memorabilia ever or the worst. I'm gonna go the worst. It just...
But I'm going to pass on that.
Right.
But I am going to root for Philly to beat
the Eagles
West Virginia.
Collected snow, or not the Eagles, but somebody on the Eagles' behalf, collected snow from the end zone after last week's playoff game against the Rams at Lincoln Financial Field. They charge $50 for a pint. And they, and by the way, it's sold out. And the only way to get it now is to go to the box office. They charge $50 a pint. They packed it into a little pint thing. And then they sent it in, quote, insulated containers with dry ice and detailed care instructions.
Put it in the freezer.
Right?
Carefully.
You can, so in the past tense, it's because it sold out, but only online. You can go in person. You can go to the Lincoln Financial Field ticket office starting this coming Monday and still get some of the snow from the game, from the day of the game. And the Eagles play the Commanders on Sunday. We are split on this show because we have a West Virginia guy who, I guess for some reason, the Washington Commanders are his team. Maybe because they have more Mountaineers on their side.
They're closer to where I grew up.
And then we've got Vinny and I. We met and worked together first in Philly. So that'll always have a very special place in our hearts.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding? I left California for Philly.
I know.
Wow.
And
that's an adjustment.
He left, though. He came in
the
summer.
The station, like, sold and changed format, and we were fired within 6 months. Yep. So it really did work out.
It did. Well, because we had each other.
Mm-hmm.
We came here. I know. That was great.
Beyond. Because
it happened midwinter, too. Like, we were like, outie, bye. Like, February.
Mm-hmm.
Headed on out. In theaters this weekend, Flight Risk. This is an action thriller. It stars Michelle Dockery. She's Lady Mary from Downton Abbey.
Who?
Lady Mary from Downton Abbey. She's amazing. You're a bitch. A bitch, I say.
That your impression?
That's her little sister.
Lady Kong. Abbey.
Lady Mary from Downton Abbey.
Oh, sorry.
No. Lady Downton from Mary Abbey?
Yeah. So she plays, she's an air marshal, okay, escorting a witness who's played by Topher Grace, the guy who isn't Ashton Kutcher or in jail from that 70s show, the other one. She's escorting him across the Alaskan wilderness.
Oh, that's fun.
She's then forced to fly the plane after realizing that their pilot, Mark Wahlberg, underwear model, is actually a mob hitman.
Who's going to hit?
He's going to try and take out
the witness that she's carrying.
Yeah.
Got it.
Right. I mean, it sounds like an action thing. You know what? I did not put these trailers up, so I will try to remember to do that. Oops. We had a lot going on this morning. Another show, another movie in theaters. This is another rated R movie. It's called Inheritance, and it stars Phoebe Denever. I don't know how you say her last name, but she was the star of the first season of Bridgerton.
Oh, for God's sake.
She was Daphne, the one who married the Duke. Isn't that who she married? The Duke? You know, the spoon-looking guy. That guy. Mm. I've never seen her in anything else besides Bridgerton, and now here she is. It's a spy thriller starring Phoebe Denever, or something, from Bridgerton, as a woman swept up in an international conspiracy after she discovers her dad is a spy. I know you like Lucy Liu, so I thought I'd mention this one.
I'm a huge Lucy Liu fan.
Mm. This is I've actually seen a trailer for this, but it might be because somebody was on a talk show or something. Presence is the name of this movie. It's a haunted house drama seen from the perspective of the ghost.
Ah.
So it's right. So now these new people move in to the house. Lucy Liu is like the mom. So then someone named Chris Sullivan is the husband. They're the parents of a teenage girl who's being haunted by this unknown presence that only she can feel. And the ghost is sort of the point of view.
Why?
It's from the point of view of the person who's doing the haunting. So I guess he's going to torture this little girl.
Huh.
And we get to watch. If you like a Lucy Liu movie.
I do like her a lot.
nerd alert, nerd alert, on your television this weekend on Paramount today, Paramount Plus, Star Trek Section 31. It's a spin-off movie of Star Trek Discovery, which was the most recent series. Michelle Yeoh returns as Emperor Philippa Georgiou from the Mirror Universe, who joins a secret division of Starfleet. And if you are a nerd, you know what I'm talking about. There's a Carrie Underwood reflection. There's something about Carrie Underwood tonight. If you love Carrie Underwood, you're going to want Hulu tonight. Some kind of performance thing. Saturday on Netflix, the streaming premiere of Saturday Night. This is the true story about what happened behind the scenes in the 90 minutes leading up to the first broadcast of Saturday Night Live in October of 1975. If you are a Saturday Night Live fan, this is for you. On actual Saturday Night Live this weekend, Timothée Chalamet is the host and the musical guest. Double duty.
Well, I'm sure you're going to love that.
Oh, I wouldn't kidding me. I am.
In then a weird, mature lady
right,
way.
Not creepy at all way.
Right.
Sunday, there's football. Sunday night on E! If you love award shows, we've got one for you. It's the 30th annual Critics' Choice Awards. Sunday, 7 o'clock on the E! Network. So there's that. There's so, because it's the 50th anniversary of SNL, there's just so much SNL material. There's like that four-part docuseries highlighting specific cast members and specific skits that got done. There's the one that's playing on Saturday that you can stream about the 90 minutes leading up to the first live show. I've also got a trailer for you for 50 years of SNL music. It's a documentary. It features just interviews with tons. And they actually have the Sinead O'Connor standing there about to, you know, fight the real enemy. It's a documentary about the music that's been on the show in the last 50 years.
You mean that the photo of the priest that she's about to
tear up?
Yes,
the Pope.
The Pope, sorry.
Yeah. So this is called Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of SNL Music. It is a documentary directed by Questlove, and it's coming out January 27th. Is that Sunday? 24th? Mm-hmm. No, it's Monday.
Monday.
Next week. And I've got trailers for that as well. So I'll put all these trailers up. And if you're interested, I mean, that's, you know, Dave Grohl, Mick Jagger, Miley Cyrus, Jack White, they all do interviews and talk about their time on the show. And it's a kind of a deep dive into the history of the musical guest. Ladies and gentlemen, Sinead O'Connor, or whoever it is that week. And this week it's Timothée Chalamet, I guess, doing Dylan songs, right? It's not like he's got any hit songs.
Well,
someone
brought it up, and they're not wrong. He sang in Wonka, and he was great. So
you know what? That's a good reminder. He could do a Willy Wonka song.
Or anything.
Pure imagination. Yeah. Did they do all the same songs from the original one?
I don't remember. But I liked it.
Yeah. All right. I'm out of time. What you got coming up?
I have nerd news. Oh. Also, that pizza cereal that I didn't get to, and more after these.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
Yeah. What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.
Yes. You're stronger. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast all at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Ah. Fremont Bank is powering up to start 2025 off right. By banking with the Community Bank, you're contributing to important community efforts to help fuel Bay Area neighborhoods. Explore FremontBank.com today. That's FremontBank.com. Still blue skies out there over the fine city of San Francisco.
As they blue do as your say sweatshirt. We'll you see. Look beautiful.
Oh, thank you so much.
So handsome. You like you look like the sky.
Thanks. That's nice of you to say.
You're welcome.
I'm excited for a nice weekend. Although I'm being told at some point we may see rain. I don't see it.
I'll believe it when I see it. I know. Right now there's zero.
Nah. Both of the NFL games are on Sunday.
All right.
Like at lunchtime and then just goes till dinner time and then we're done. Then it's the Super Bowl and out. Ah.
It goes fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, you find yourself really going like not this week. Last weekend I was there's a lot of games both days and you go, oh, I should really, you know, take all this in because it's going to be over. And then there was stuff to do, and then I was like,
God, obligations.
Kids want so much stuff.
A beautiful wife and a beautiful house. How did I get here?
How did I?
Step by step.
This is an interesting story because we were all part of it.
Okay.
If you remember, there was a big bust some years ago, like a dozen or more years ago. There's this dark web.
Yeah.
And a place called Silk Road.
Yeah.
Where you could get anything.
Like murder for hire, drugs,
all the stuff.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you, Bitcoin, whatever, or maybe that was where you spent your Bitcoin.
Bitcoin was a big part of this, and that's one of the reasons why this guy just got pardoned.
Oh. Pardoned.
Silk Road founder Ross Ulbricht, who at one point was known on the dark web as Dread Pirate Roberts like that.
I remember this guy. He got pardoned?
He got pardoned by President Donald Trump.
Mm, he's been doing some pardoning.
He's been given a full pardon. The founder of Silk Road expressed his heartfelt gratitude to President Trump yesterday on his first public remarks since receiving a full pardon. He'd spent 11 years in prison.
That was 11 years ago or more.
He's 40 and was serving a double life sentence plus 40 years at a maximum security prison in Arizona after being convicted in February of 2015 for his connection with the dark web marketplace.
Mm.
Users could anonymously sell narcotics.
Anything. It was where you went. Like, we and you were looking for it. Like, where is this dark web?
And it's, we want and in it's on where this. Bitcoin was useful.
Right. Like, well, that's right. That was how you anonymously paid for things. It was probably why Bitcoin was invented.
I want to do this thing where, like, anyone can go on there. And then there's this weird, like, cryptocurrency that it's a word I just made up, but it's kind of catchy, don't you think? And then, like, I could buy someone to murder someone for me.
If you don't remember this, though, this cat was busted in, like, a local library here in San Francisco.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
So it's just one of those weird things that was happening right under our noses, right here in town.
Did they say what the reason was that they decided that Trump pardoned him?
Apparently, this dude's mom, Lynn Ulbricht, is part of the libertarian movement. And they supported Trump in the election.
Oh.
So it's a very much a thanks for your help. Your son's been free.
Here's your son.
And
how screwed up are you after 11 years in maximum security prison, though? Like,
Happy are you to be free?
Pretty damn happy.
You have gone to bed every night knowing you've got two life sentences plus 40 years.
No, this is your bed forever. And that's your roommate. But he might change, but he won't be better.
They are calling this guy a Bitcoin pioneer and a free market hero.
Oh.
And that's a big part of Trump's sort of plan going forward is Bitcoin and the other cryptos.
Yeah. If you own some of that, you're psyched.
So anyway, this guy's free. The guy who was, you know.
Funny. Dread Pirate Roberts.
Right here in town. Oh.
With a name like that, you're almost like, hey, you know, he sounds like a Robin Hood.
No.
I was just kidding. Yeah. It's, you know, it's a great name, though.
Time for nerd news.
Nerd alert.
You did it.
I didn't do it.
Oh.
Yeah, Maddie did it.
Science!
Da-da-da-da.
Hold on, I did. Oh, you beat me to that one, too.
In vacation news, where science is concerned.
Yeah.
Oh. They say, we were wrong about what causes sunburns. A study found it mainly damages our RNA, not our DNA, and experts say it could lead to sunscreens that are more effective.
Oh.
It's only probably interesting to me because I spend so much time in the sun, but a lot of guys who also spend a lot of time in the sun won't use many of the sunscreens on the market because there's so many chemicals in them. They feel like they're better off taking their chances with a sunburn than they are taking their chances with these scientific concoctions.
They're like problematic things with just putting that kind of thing just even into the ocean or wherever you're...
There's a lot of... Yes.
Or even into pools or whatever. You don't
I'm a big fan of sunscreen because I want to be protected and yeah. I've tried to them all.
You've had stuff cut off of you.
I have. Yeah. I get checked up all the time.
You wear like a little hat?
No. I don't wear a little hat.
You don't wear a beanie when you're out
no,
there?
No, I like do not wear a beanie. Now, I do have some hooded wetsuits for the coldest days.
Oh.
But in general,
can
no.
Can you do those have an ear hole?
No.
So
why
they
would
just
you
pull
want to? Yeah, no, they're
know.
Over.
I just hear this like, is what's shark! Showing. You know, something like that. I don't know. Like, don't people yell warnings?
This is what's showing out? When you wear the hood.
There's a boat. Is that better? Oh, just like that? Like Batman kind of squeezed out
it's,
the front?
It's very much just a little bit of you showing.
I'd like a picture of that.
I'm sure I've put, well, anyway, you wouldn't see it if I posted it because you don't
but
look
I'm in
there.
Here with you because we're friends I'll show and you could like show, sure. me a, show me a picture.
In moon news, the mini moon that got, the mini moon that got sucked into our orbit for a couple months was probably a chunk of the actual moon.
Oh, that
meanwhile,
got knocked off by something else?
I guess. A different mini moon was spotted in 04, finally got a real name, Cardia. It's named after, and this is real, the Roman goddess of door hinges, Cardia.
Door wow, hinges. They had a lot of gods and goddesses. I mean, really, it's like our saints, you know? Like you got, that seems like a saint thing, like the saint of door hinges,
well,
but
sure.
The god of, or goddess of that, you know, seemed like they had big jobs. The god of the sun, the god of the seas, the god of the underworld.
And Cardia.
And Cardia's the god. Well, hinges are important.
And they're calling her a goddess, or they're using the word goddess, which would lead me to believe.
Whose daughter is she? Like, where do we know if she's like a direct descendant of Zeus?
So in Roman mythology, Cardia, her role was to protect homes from evil spirits by guarding the thresholds and hinges of the doors, essentially acting as a guardian against unwanted entities.
Oh, so it's not just about like that squeaking, you know, get Cardia in here to.
Well, I'm sure you could pray for her for that, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't have WD-40, so they had to pray.
No, nope. They didn't. You know what they had? Lard from, you know, rendered animal fat.
In other space news.
Yeah.
Scientists found a planet with 20,000 mile per hour winds.
Let's not go to that one. That seems
windy.
Yeah. We just turn you into static and be all. Ah!
No hats
zipping
there.
Zipping around the. You know, no hats for sure.
Or a lot of free hats. It's rolling all over the place.
Just reach up and grab one. They are just flat around.
In dinosaur news, a study found the first dinosaurs probably evolved around 240 million years ago in Africa and South America. The scientists also say since all continents were connected back then, it's really just one big landmass.
Pangea.
So, you know, Africa, South America.
The whole thing, right.
North America, it's all, as according to them.
Mm.
You'd know, though, I'm
life
sure.
Life on the planet. Life on the planet.
In robot news, China announced a Bigfoot race between humans and robots will happen this spring.
Well, is that really fair?
Robots from more than 20 different companies will run a half marathon in Beijing against 12,000 people.
I'm into it. I like it.
I actually think that's really
I think it's great.
Fun.
It doesn't seem fair, but okay.
The rules say they have to look vaguely human.
Oh.
And have two legs, not four.
Oh.
And they can't have wheels.
Oh.
But it's on for sometime this April. Foot race
and
between humans and robots.
And they definitely have entrances.
They have... 20 different companies
are saying we're in. We're
entering
gonna try and do something.
Robots into race 12,000 other people.
I just can't wait to have my own robot. It's gonna be so great. Yeah. Let's be like, you know, what's that movie? It might have been called AI or something. Where they, all the robots were so nice and there was the uprising, but then the original ones, like the prime directive was do not harm humans, and they were all standing together in the storage units because they were just, you know, community among androids.
That one was with Will Smith.
Yeah. What the hell was the name of that? Will Smith stars in the movie with the friendly robots. iRobot. It's iRobot. It's iRobot. It's iRobot. It's iRobot. That's the name of it.
Spirit Airlines is stopping short of calling you all skanks, but they have announced no more see-through clothing, please.
Oh.
For the love of God.
But that's where I go. If I want to see people in very little clothing, I go on Spirit.
No more sheer tops without a bra.
Oh.
No more plastic pants.
No. Is it really so prevalent that
no more full fishnet bodysuits.
Oh.
They've updated their fine print this week to ban things that could be seen as lewd, obscene, or offensive in nature. Mm. I don't know where Spirit, you know, what their paths are, what their but you know, I imagine there are airlines that deal with Vegas and they probably go like, "Oh my God, the drinking."
Right. People going to Vegas are on the most fun flights of all of them.
And the people coming home
are the saddest.
Are like, oh.
The saddest people.
I lost all
Please
my money.
Please stop talking so loud.
And I'm going to barf.
Why am I?
It's fun to fly to Vegas on a Thursday because that's the stripper flight. Because you'll see the strippers.
Oh, they
with their,
fly oh, in.
Yeah, they fly in from like, from like LA. And then,
normally I just do the lunchtime shift down at, you know, Jeffy's Nudes. And then I fly to Vegas on Thursday to...
That's where it really goes down, right?
Yeah.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the stuff.
Well,
you know, are you milking the cow over there?
Right? You know, cabbages are two of those?
Yeah.
So
there's a,
but
I've,
I, that's
I've
what
heard.
I, one of the things I like about Vegas is as you walk down the street, you get to see, you know, some of you could be like, well, the girls at this place on this flyer, they do seem hotter than the girls on this one. These ones clearly came in from... You know, Omaha, and these ones are of a better caliber. These ones are clearly from L.A. They're trying to also make it as an actress between the things that they also offer.
Spirit Airlines new policy also covers lewd or offensive body art, so certain tattoos could get you kicked off a flight as well.
Just put a Band-Aid patch over those.
When I worked in Eugene, there was a guy who came out to one of our gigs, and I was working on a rock station there, and he comes out, and he's chatting us up, and I'm like, what is that on your arm?
Oh.
And he goes, oh, you like my tattoo? And I go, absolutely not. Why would someone put that on themselves? And he's like, bro, it was a giant wiener with a stripper dancing on it like a... Like it was
like a
stripper pole, but it was a wiener and then a naked lady swinging around
on it. So it's so big that the lady's just like, let me, remember those little animals you used to open the clip on the back
yes,
and you clip them
I
onto
do.
Your pencil? Like that? She's all
yeah,
holding on
yes,
to the,
exactly
oh
right.
Oh my God, it's so big! I'm climbing that thing!
You have a wiener tattooed on your forearm, bro.
Well, I love it, though. I love looking at it.
I mean, it's a naked lady.
See all the little lady on it?
I see her, but I see what she's hanging off of.
Right.
And it's...
Is it an advertisement for when he's got like, I'm so big, you'll seem tiny.
Yeah. Does it say actual size?
No, it didn't say any of that.
And was it bigger than a normal one? Was it like the full arm length thing? Or was it just like sort of a smallish, maybe, you know, with a tiny, tiny lady?
Maddie wants you to keep guessing.
Oh, I can't guess. I'm not allowed to guess anymore. I did see him gesticulating, but I thought he was just excited about the story.
No.
That's too bad.
Anyway, I'm guessing that tattoo would get that young man, actually, he wasn't young, but thrown right off the plane.
They'd be like, let's wrap that in an ace bandage.
Right.
Let's hide that from the other people.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch teamed up with Totina's Pizza Rolls for a new pizza-flavored cereal.
I really feel like that's not going to work. But, I mean, I'll try it.
Here's the thing that does end up being true. Pizzas, even bad pizza ends up being pretty good.
Yeah, but pour milk on that now.
Mm.
That feels yucky. Just seems not awesome.
Pizza. They also say it's a combination of Cinnamon Toast Crunch. So there's still some cinnamon dust on the pizza roll flavor. And then you add milk.
Does everything have to be a mashup? You know, can't we just
have... Did that come out of your mouth?
It did. I feel like this is a one step too far mashup.
All right.
I'll take some stuff.
You've had Skyline Chili from Cincinnati. Have you guys ever had that?
No.
It's chili, but they put cinnamon in it. And it's disgusting. People in Cincinnati love it. They say it's the best ever, but it's really disgusting. So I'm imagining it's going to be similar taste
to
Skyline.
It must be based on that.
Yeah.
Their love of the Cincinnati Skyline Chili.
Ugh. They love it there.
Well, you know, that
doesn't sound good.
You were talking about the pizza they keep in St. Louis where no one would want it except someone from St. Louis.
That's why people from St. Louis are like, yeah, I don't care that much about pizza. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. You got that, what's the name of that place?
Emo's.
Emo's Pizza. It's a cracker bottom. And it's got this Provel cheese, which is not a thing. It's just disgusting. You bite it and it like just goes up into your gums and sticks there.
Ugh.
And they cut it into squares. You eat this like cracker with cheese. This is like the worst. I was like, I can't eat pizza in this town. And then my sister-in-law is from St. Louis and she's like, yeah, I just don't care for pizza. No, I'm like, no wonder you don't care
for
pizza.
She loves Emo's. She gets it like
she runs home and gets
her,
it.
Or I guess they have it in the stores
now. It's just the worst. That's my sister, by the way. My sister, Tina, is here today. She's hanging out.
Hey, Tina.
Keeping me in line.
Tina, come get some ham.
You don't want to know where that ham's been. It's been problematic all morning.
Yeah, it has.
I didn't mean it the way.
You.
No, because it's thanks to your dirty mind.
All ham all the time. Alice Radio.
No ham. Zero ham. What else is happening?
Don't blame Vinny for that.
Yeah,
do not. You were the one putting it in
I
your
said
pants.
It wrong. I did say it wrong. But I was not trying to say what he immediately thought I was saying, and I really wasn't trying. I was thinking like you know, you would take like a cold cut, like you know, on your butt, like slapped on your ass cheek.
Ham hock.
Well, I don't know, something like that, right? Like it was a stretch to begin with, but then it just sounded all wrong, and then there was a pocket involved, and I just I don't even know.
What? Well, never mind.
Right? I don't know. I just
Our
went.
Text
it went
number
south.
Is 800-400-3697. Dread Pirate Robert was the name of a main character alter ego in Princess Bride.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's why I know the name.
Yeah, that's why you know the name.
Well, no, we also know the name from the story because we talked about it at length. Like, the guy was busted in a library.
Right.
Running the dark web.
On a computer in a library.
There's people. You could hire murderers on that site.
Yeah.
You could buy
literally
drugs
anything
there,
you
right.
wanted.
And this guy's running it in the library here in San Francisco.
Right.
Anyway, he's free.
Hooray?
Well, I mean, two life sentences plus 40 years.
Maddie's mad about it.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Oh, you're mad about it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, this guy was running a hugely illegal operation, selling drugs.
Mm-hmm.
Getting people murdered.
Meanwhile, there's dudes in jail who were just smoking some weed and, you know, selling a little weed, and they're not getting pardoned. So.
Well, they need to, you know, levy some political favors. That's how it works, obviously.
Well, I will say, though, that I do like all of the crypto incentives these days. They seem to be working out for some people.
Yeah. If you own any crypto, you're not bummed out about it. You can be bummed out about lots of things, but that's how I'm like, oh, look at that. Mm.
408 says,
yeah.
The Ray-Ban glasses, there is no light. They look totally normal. Lisa, San Jose, Odyssey.
Does anybody have those? I would like a review from someone who actually has them and is like, yes, they're useful. No, they suck. Something like that. 800-400-3697.
Or just get some for this show.
My friend who recently lost her sight says the Meta glasses are a miracle, says 707.
Wait.
What?
They're helping her see?
I don't know.
I thought they were just like a frame that had speakers built into it.
Well, maybe they're the... There's some detection
maybe
available
Incredible.
To you. I mean, now cars are doing that everywhere. It's so normal. every car tells you there's a car next to you.
Yeah. My car slams on the brakes on me. And I'm like, there's nothing in front of me. What's happening?
Tell you some stuff.
Right.
Yeah, because they'll look. I think they, you know, they scan things too. So like if you're in the grocery store, I think you can use the, I don't know if these do, but I know other glasses have been able to do that. Scan the QR code and tell you.
How many glasses? These are mystery glasses. I don't know about these other glasses.
Yeah, I don't know either.
All I know is the future. Bring it on.
Those glasses are cheaper at Cisco, Vin. And then it says, no, I mean Costco. So maybe the Meta glasses are available through Costco.
Well, I'm telling you, they're really, really out there. Like in a way that I did not expect when I first heard about them. I think it was like right before Christmas, right? And then I looked it up and thought, wow, super available. And then I asked my kids, was this something that we should try? And they went, no. And I didn't.
Walking through downtown, I said hi to 10 people. Not one person said hi back. What is going on?
Why are you trying to have human contact? Please stop.
Yeah, people have become very antisocial.
Even in the 4 a.m., I'll say hi. There's a couple people, and like one said hi back to me this morning, and I was very thrilled.
You're actually actively saying hi to people on the street in San Francisco at 4 in the morning?
Yeah.
Do you have like mace in one hand and a switchblade in the other?
Oh. That's why I think it's safer if you look people in the eye and you're like, I see you.
He's also from West Virginia.
What does that mean?
Well, it means he's not scared.
Oh.
Howdy, y'all.
Please.
Too scared for that. Kidding? I was saying hi to anybody. I was like, oh God, another person. I gotta get out of here. What do I know?
What's coming up in the trash?
Oh, Bottle Rock, single day tickets right after this.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Wake up every morning with Sarah and Vinny.
What in the hell?
Alice at 97.3.